Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Leah and Ashley with your 9 a.m. Headlines. In local news, Logan is piloting a new diabetes Ramadan preparation clinic to help people with diabetes who would normally be unable to fast through Ramadan to now do so safely. This clinic is the first of its kind in Australia, set up in Logan Central, where 8.6% of the local population have diabetes, higher than the 5.4% Queensland average, and where hundreds of Muslim residents struggle to fast through Ramadan due to these health concerns.
Katerina Carroll has announced that she may not seek a contract extension as Queensland's Police Commissioner this year. After serving as Commissioner for Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, Commissioner Carroll became the first woman to be appointed to Police Commissioner's role in 2019. Her contract will unfortunately come to an end July 2024 after the public raised concerns about her efforts to stopping the youth crime in Queensland.
In national news, four people have been hospitalised after being hit by lightning near the Sydney Opera House. The victims, including a 19-year-old man and a 36-year-old couple, had been taking shelter under a tree near the Opera House during the violent storm that hit the New South Wales capital on Monday when they were struck by lightning. The two men and women were taken to the hospital in serious but stable condition, suffering burns and presenting cardiac symptoms. These same storms on Monday have left more than 10,000 households and businesses without power and caused major delays for road and rail commuters.
Two women in South Australia have been charged with animal cruelty after the RSPCA seized 111 animals living in a squalor. The two women in their 60s avoided prison after being convicted of animal cruelty. The RSPCA managed to rescue most animals, including 11 kangaroos, almost 100 dogs, and 11 cats in the state's mid-north. Unfortunately, two of the dogs and a bird were in bad condition, so they were put to sleep, while dozens of other animals needed vet treatment, including surgeries and even amputation. RSPCA South Australia Chief Inspector Andrew described the scene as a house of horrors, but stated dozens of animals were saved and rehomed.
In international news, visitors in Paris have been left disappointed as the city's major landmark, the Eiffel Tower, has been closed for 2 days as workers in the French capital go on strike. This strike is aimed at increased salaries for Eiffel Tower employees as incoming revenue from ticket sales increases and to improve the maintenance of the monument. Stephanie Dieu in the CGT union criticised the landmark's business model, saying it prioritises short-term benefits over the long-term conservation of the tower and the well-being of its employees.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.